Moonee Valley in Melbourne this weekend. Always an interesting racetrack. Can throw up some curveballs sometimes. But David Gately's been doing the form. Hopefully he can pluck the quaddie for us. Gator, what do you like?
Thanks, Cozzy. Yeah, looking at this week at the Valley. Haven't raced at the track for quite a long time, since March, late March, was the 22nd. Rail was true that day. So it's going to be tough to predict how the track may play, hoping for a level playing field. First leg, look, I'm going with the Statesman on top. He was quickly to 2,500 last time. He beat all but a promising one in Lord Belvedere. And the last time he was in a 78 grade of race, he won it. More Than Ever is the one on the up, comes over from Adelaide, won quite well last time. There's certainly some merit on the clock. Social Element, a likely leader. You know, obviously, if it's a leader's track, he's right in it. Even if it's not, he's good enough here. And Miramar's going really well. And the other key hope, I think. So 1-6-2-4 that first leg. Second leg's an interesting one. Twilight runs the promising four-year-old on the upward spiral. He gets to 2040. I think he'll relish the trip. So he's on top narrowly from Mascolino, who was just no match for the win of the last two. In fact, but both times he's beaten third easily. Interestingly, on times and measures, his race did rate better than Twilight Runs on the day there at Flemington. It's a bit more seasoned, but there's a lot between them. Bedford's flying. It was a big win third up of Hot Speed, then he won well again last time. Dry track's okay for him. And Al Galeel, certainly fitter, and has beaten Mascolino in the past. So might be going over the odds. 10-4-7-3 that second leg. The third leg's a benchmark 84, but it's full of promising horses. And they are Age of Sherry, Hume's trialled well, showed a lot in last prep, but did a lot wrong. I think he's quite exciting. Usain Bolt was beaten fresh, but he ran very well. His late section was outstanding. Now he gets to 1,200. Tavasan returned gelded, won well, and beat the older horses. His 1,200-metre form includes placings to Group 1 winner Brutal and a Group 1 placed Encryption, so it's hard to ignore. And Rocks the Castle's the other one with some upside. I've got him fourth pick, but I want him on cycling the quaddie. 13, 11, 9 and 7 there. Coming home to benchmark 78, it's not easy. There's a lot of hopes. We're going to have to go. Yeah, Queen Annabelle thinks a good ruffie at around double figures. Comes back from the Flemington high rating race back to a 78. Exaltara resumes. I'm scared this 1,000 metres is too sharp, but she can fly home on her day. She's drawn to swoop that pattern allows. Condor Heroes resumes. Jumped out really well. Non-P is an on-speed runner. If the pattern's on his side, he can win. Both More Wanted and Sam's Image. The latter looks a nice price. And hoping we get a split in the quaddie home. So quite wide here. 9, 4, 7, 6, 5 and 10. So no real thin legs this week. Cozzy, hopefully that allows for a bit of value for us and we can make some money. As for our best for the day, we're going pretty early. Race 3, number 11, Kiss and Cry. Plummets in the weights here. It was a good effort last time with a big weight in the worst part of the track. So it's our best on a tough day. Race 3, number 11, Kiss and Cry. Thanks, mate.